Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your labor for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. Delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. As I read this morning's text, I thought, and well, the gospel lesson too for that matter, I thought, found myself thinking about free food. I like free food. And especially in the context of our church family's gatherings, when we have gathered together for food and fellowship, that's something I truly miss during this time of social distancing. I'm sure you all do. There's something very, very special about eating together. I mean, we know that without having to do a deep study, but if we did look closely, we see that God talks about meals many times in Scripture. In his earthly ministry, Jesus is frequently recorded as sharing meals with people, and it's often with people that were outside the normal bounds of society. And very importantly, there is his Last Supper. That ending of Jesus' time on earth is also a beginning in our restored relationship with him. And so we look forward to the culmination of the age when we come together at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Bride of Christ. As the Bride of Christ, we are fully reconciled to our Creator, and we will be with him forever. But in the meantime, I remember that my mother and my drill instructor both told me that there is no free lunch. And I'm pretty sure you know what they meant. If someone offers you something for free, it's pretty likely there's a catch. And many of us have probably done the same thing, offering something of value, but expecting to get something of either greater value in return. Is God like that?
No.
How can he offer, he who has no money, come, buy, and eat? Is this passage only figuratively? Only figurative? It certainly is figurative, but it is so much more. It is filled with promise, and I will embrace that promise as if it were my life vest in a stormy sea. God does provide for all that we need. But I invite you to also look at today's gospel lesson. That was not figurative. Jesus was satisfying the hunger of real people in real time. We can be tempted to make our faith an abstraction. It's not. Our life in Christ, no, it's broader than that. For it is for all of us, those who have already turned back to God and those who have not. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Even when we were his enemies, God gave us life and breath, even as he does now. Our Father gives us life. He gives it to us freely. He always has. But we keep looking for the catch. Is there one? Is there a catch? Is there a condition? A stipulation? There is no catch. Our Father has always been up front with us. He has always freely given to us. Look at the intricacies and the beauty of this world. That was from the beginning a gift for us. But Adam and Eve didn't trust him. They didn't trust God. They were looking for the catch. That sin against God still haunts us in our old nature. Even at the very time Adam turned against God, our Father promised a way out, a way to turn back to Him. God loves us. And besides the idea of a catch, it just doesn't make sense in this context. What would God expect from us? What do we have that our Creator and Sustainer needs? Since every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of change. No, there is no catch. Which brings us to the next question. Is there a condition? Well, yes, there is. Our sins must be paid for. Have you thought about all the things that we have done to provoke His anger? You know that the wages of sin is death. And we see it at work in us all the time, in our old nature. Our sin must be put away, and we are not strong enough to do it. The more we try, the harder it seems. But we know the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Yet there is a condition, and that condition has been satisfied in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His obedience has been accounted to us. Yes, table fellowship with the Father is conditional, and Jesus satisfied that condition in our stead with the shedding of His own blood. Now, for the third question, is there a stipulation? I suppose you could say that. When Jesus fed the 5,000, what were they there for? They were there to hear Him. Today's text ends with incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. The good gifts and the perfect gifts from our Father come to us with His word. Can we give our hearts to God? Well, not as an act of free will. We're a little too selfish for that. But we can give Him our ear. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. This is why we are together today, to hear the word of God, to hear it in the liturgy, the lessons, the sermon. Drink it in. Let it quench your thirst. Let it satisfy your hunger. Take in God's word and let it be on your lips today and throughout the week. In a time when so many of the words seem only to cut and bruise, let us speak God's word to a hungry world. Let our words to each other and even to God's enemies be sweet, as sweet and pure as His word is to us. Amen.